Good morning, Houston, and welcome to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Each Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m., we'll share with you practical preventive medicine, steps that you can take starting right away to regain and maintain better health. We're thrilled that you have so warmly received our show that Star 790 KBME invited us to share with you for a full hour each Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Please invite your friends and family to tune their dial to Star 790. Each week we'll update you on books you need to read, whether written by me or by one of my many friends on what's called complementary or integrative medicine. We'll update you on what you need to know to stay healthier today. We'll share interviews with patients and with experts. Get your pen and paper ready now so you won't miss ideas that you want to remember. And write down topics that you'd like to hear more about, authors and experts you'd like for me to interview for you, so you remember to share these with us for future programs. We'll be talking about what you can do to get out of your pain and get on with your life. I've researched and practiced here in Metro Houston for 25 years, never believing that you're suffering from a deficiency of one or more drugs, or that an operation is probably the best answer. Whatever ails you, God built your system to repair itself and to restore more normal function. That, in a nutshell, is the whole buzz on the topic of alternative or holistic medicine that you've been hearing about these past few years. Drugs and surgery can be helpful, but true natural healing depends on three factors. First, find what's blocking you from feeling better and remove it. Second, find what trace factors you might be missing but you need for repair and provide them. And third, find what switches need to be turned on, then turn them on. We'll share practical pointers to help you improve with the most common problems seen in doctors' offices. Practical preventive medicine updates to help reduce your risk factors for the most serious diseases that claim our comfort and then our lives. And practical ways to reduce your risks and improve your results with drugs and surgery that you might need. As I've said for years, when life is your choice, failure is not an option. So learn more today on how you can succeed. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 1, verse 9, that there is no new thing under the sun. So let's see what we might learn from those who've walked the path ahead of us. You cannot change the truth, but the truth can change you. That was one from last week. And just to bring a little bit more poignancy to that point, Harry Truman says, "I never give them hell. I just tell them the truth. And they think it's hell." And indeed, sometimes that seems to be the situation, is that we look at what's going on in our lives and we go, this can't possibly be happening. But the only thing to deal with is the straight scoop, the straight story. And that might make you think it's hell. Let's turn our attention to a common problem, which we'll review as today's significant symptom or illness problem. And that's the common cold. You know, the cold season happens as the weather starts to turn. You know, the cold can be described as inflammation of the nasal passages, the nose, due to any number of respiratory viruses. Now, these are viruses, not bacterial infections, which often then do happen if the cold allows to progress to a secondary infection. It's usually not serious, and the vast majority of colds are self-treated, thank goodness. American Indians and Eskimos, surprisingly, are at higher risk than any other ethnic group and have more frequent complications, ear infections and so on. Preschool children get 6 to 10 colds a year and then so on it goes through. We can expect that adults get about 2 to 4 colds a year. And when we look at it, usually children get more colds than adults, but in the Houston area, I think the Houston crud seems to make us more likely to get cold symptoms. The problems with colds, 80 to 100% of people notice nose stuffiness or obstruction. 50 to 70% of people have sneezing. About 50% complain of a scratchy throat. That's due to the drainage usually going down the back of the throat from the nose. About 40% of the people get a cough. A third get hoarseness. And about 25% of the people feel kind of punky, you know, malaise with a headache. And rarely do people get a high fever over 100 degrees with a cold. It's usually due to one of 200 virus strains from about 6 virus families, and many are present within the same geographic region or family. In other words, the colds kind of tend to be regionalized, and with our great travel in this country, we can often bring back one that's more popular elsewhere. The risk factors are pretty simple. That's exposure to an infected individual, and that can be simply coughing and being in the neighborhood when they cough. Touching your nose or eye with contaminated fingers can happen pretty simply, so just assume that the person that just coughed and covered their mouth with their hand shakes your hand, and then you simply rub your eye or your nose, and now you have had a wonderful exposure for the cold. Of course, you know, colds can be other things. They can be mumps and rubella and allergic nose congestion, or even cytomegalovirus or Epstein-Barr. Some of the more zebra-type things, mycoplasma pneumonia, or even influenza. But when you get the flu, you're more likely to have systemic symptoms, including aches and pains, really feeling punky, severe headaches, and even eye symptoms where you have eye aches or it even hurts to move your eyes. You know, colds can be diagnosed with tests, but the most common treatment is simply to get rest and fluids and, you know, just take care of the symptoms with whatever seems comfortable, whether it's herbal or homeopathic things, whatever. Humidify your inspired air. Sometimes we live in such air-conditioned comfort that we've got dry air, and that aggravates the symptoms. And realize that the usual course of a cold, if treated, is about 7 to 10 days. And if just treated at home, it's about 7 to 10 days. Obviously, you should stop smoking and stop drinking alcohol if you're sick with something like that, just because it's something that gets in the way of getting better. Lots of fluids really is a usual special treatment that people ignore because we all think we're camels. In our office practice, we recommend lots of vitamin C. That's what Dr. Linus Pauling advised. We also use a variety of immune system stimulants, nutritional products that help make your defense system work better, and something called salt water snizzles. These are special irrigations that you can do for your nose, and you're welcome to call for a copy. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Ask the office to send you a copy or fax you a copy of our snizzles instruction sheet. And I'm often asked, should I be taking the Pneumovax or the Fluvax vaccinations to help reduce my risks of getting colds or pneumonia? And I generally have a reserved course about taking vaccinations because there are a number of problems that have been identified with those. And I would suggest that what you do is think seriously if you're a person who gets frequent colds or frequently in the past have had pneumonia or the flu really knocks you down, you have other medical conditions that make that wise, then discuss with your doctor whether it would be appropriate to get vaccinated. Today, we have a special guest who is going to talk with us about a very serious problem. I have a suggestion of a hint about what's coming up from a story shared with us by a fellow from Richardson, Texas, E.H. He was a patient of mine years ago, and he says, I was in a bad fix when I came here. That was to the office. I had already had 2 balloon tests run. That's angioplasty to open blocking arteries in the heart, which was certainly no success. Then I came here and was an emergency case, but not for long after these treatments. I've been improving more and more after each treatment. I can walk more than a mile now. I'm up early and I'm going all day long. I feel so much better each day. They've helped me more than any other treatment I have had. My family, my wife and son, are so proud I'm doing so well, and my wife is now taking the treatments. Now, when you hear a report like this, you go, yeah, right. It just seems like that might be too good to be true. And indeed, it could be too good to be true if it were just a public relations effort. But it's not, because you see, people suffer from heart disease. That's the most frequent killer in this country. We're talking about basically half of the people dying from heart disease. And of course, as you get older, your risks of getting heart disease are higher and higher. And indeed, if you were going to take it to the bank, that would be the disease that would kill you. So we're not talking about something that's just a laughing matter here. We're not talking about public relations. We're talking about actually getting better with serious problems. And we're joined in the studio today with a special guest who's going to give us his personal outlook on this. The time is about 10 past the hour, and you're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge on Star 790 KBME. the best medical updates ever. Your extended health forecast is brought to you now by Life Celebrating Health in Humble, near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Our crystal ball shows clear to partly cloudy with the winds of change blowing. If you're choosing to make changes to regain and maintain better health, sunny skies are coming your way. If you don't know what you can do, or if you're not changing anything and simply hoping for the best because you've been feeling good, no problems, then partly cloudy to stormy skies are on your horizon. At Life Celebrating Health, you can depend on us as partners in your health care, and we'll design personalized programs to help keep your days sunny. Call for a telephone consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Ask to receive our free e-newsletter. Just share with us your email address or send your questions to us through our internet website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Because unlike the weather, you do have choices for better health. Today we're joined in the studio with a wonderful person, Eugene Weisenbaker from Conroe, Texas. He has a fascinating story to share with us about what wasn't working for him and heart disease. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Dr. Trowbridge.
Tell us a little bit about how you got in trouble. I mean, who thinks they're going to get heart disease, especially at a younger age?
Right on. I guess first I can start by saying I had gone to church Easter Sunday. I'm in the church orchestra where I attend church at Forest Cove Baptist Church. Performed two services and went through Sunday. Had a nice lunch with my son, his wife, family. And made it through Sunday and began to feel kind of strange. I was 48 years old, make a long story short. Had a heart attack. Woke up the following Monday morning with a heart attack. Went into the hospital and, of course, was later determined they diagnosed me with a moderate heart attack.
Oh, a moderate heart attack. That's like being a little bit pregnant, right?
Oh, well, a little bit more than just a little bit.
You're going to deal with that problem for the rest of your life.
Yep. Of course, I suffered some damage. My heart was enlarged. They got me out of a jam with stents. And I'll say this, the wonderful doctors and nurses, they in fact got me out of a jam, but as far as it went.
Tell us what they told you the stents would do. What are the stents? What would they do for you?
The stents opened up a double blockage. They inserted two stents on the backside of my heart. If you want to call a heart attack a good heart attack, the backside was the right place to have a heart attack.
Better side, sure.
Right, the better side. And bottom line, they got me out of a jam. And from that point on, for a year and a half, I suffered high blood pressure like a roller coaster. I mean, every 6 weeks, like a clock, I was in the emergency room with high blood pressure.
Now, had you had high blood pressure before your heart attack?
Yeah.
With problems like that, going frequently to the emergency room, or no?
No. No, I didn't have a heart attack. I had high blood pressure for about 2 years. And
you were on medication.
I was on medication.
Feeling like everything was pretty good.
Right.
Till your heart attack.
Until my heart attack, right. And bottom line is, when I had that heart attack, I got out of a jam. I first realized as soon as they inserted the stents, I could breathe easier.
That helped.
Which, you know, like I say, I can credit the main, what I call mainstream doctors. They got me out of a jam.
That's what they're supposed to do. That's
right.
Good news.
They got
That's why people say, well, you must be against drugs and surgery because you're a holistic or integrative practitioner. No, that's not it. I was trained in drugs and surgery, and there is a place for them,
right,
as you so aptly pointed out.
Yeah, they like I say, they got me out of a jam, but there again, let's go back to the fact that for a year and a half, I was in and out of the emergency room 8 different times.
This is after your heart attack?
After the heart attack.
Without having a heart attack on each of these times, you just felt like you were not doing well.
Well, my blood pressure was running 220, 140.
Ouch. You have a stroke
plus,
with that.
Yeah. Each time. And three of the 8 times, I almost flatlined, which means my blood pressure dropped. I think the meter said 10 over 20.
20 over 10.
or, yeah, 20 over 10, something like that. It felt like a bolt of electricity went out the bottom of my feet.
So you crashed and burned at least three times.
At least that, yeah. After the fact that they got me out, you know, they got me out of the jam and going back and forth to the hospital. It was just like, the medications they put me on, which were several different kinds of medication. It's been 3.5 years since I've taken any of those medicines, so I don't remember what they were. I think metoprolol, bisoprolol, a bunch of them. I don't remember now what they were, but
the ones
they
we
weren't
standard
working.
Think of for high blood pressure and for heart. Okay.
But those medicines, you know, like I say, I'd go in the emergency room after the fact. They'd level me out, and then as time would go along, it was just like a clock. I mean, that blood pressure would climb right on up, 220. In the middle of the night, I'd be off to the emergency room, and that went on for a year and a half. And I felt like I gave what I call mainstream medicine a year and a half to find a program that would work for me.
Right.
And all the cardiologists that I had come in contact with, from John Seeley Hospital all the way back up to Hill Country, McKenna Hospital chain, that hospital up there, to all the different emergency rooms that I went, they could not find a program that would work for me.
I think it's fair to say you were a difficult patient.
And I'm going to tell you something. I was so desperate to change from the fact of going into the emergency room and almost dying, I broke my last cardiologist appointment to go see an Indian medicine man.
To see a what?
An Indian medicine man.
Okay.
And, of course, what
would not work there compared to what was not working elsewhere?
Well, doctor, I got to thinking, I was driving down the road one day, and I just got to thinking, I had to go in the hospital to have my arteries cleaned out. And, you can't drink Drano to clean out your arteries.
Right.
There's got to be something that I can do to clean out my arteries other than just go in and have it, rooted out with a stent. So I just figured that there's got to be some kind of herb out there that could dissolve the plaque that's in my arteries.
Right.
So I knew a guy that he was my CPA many years back. I had a previous business in Houston. The man had a herbal farm up in Arkansas. And he got out of that because it just got to be too much for him to handle, so he moved to Houston and opened up a CPA firm, and I knew that he was an Indian medicine man. And I just, by accident, ran into him one day in a restaurant.
Okay.
I sat down with him and shared my story with him, and he says, well, let me call a place down in Houston, down off Lower Westheimer. They're an herbal company, and they can make you up a recipe to help you. And lo and behold, I took his pills for 7 weeks. Now, bear in mind, every 6 weeks, like a clock, I was back in the emergency room. I made it beyond the 6 weeks. Hey, I'm at 7 weeks. I'm not in the emergency room. 8 weeks went by. I said, hey, there's something to this alternative route.
Exactly.
So here we go, Then I said, well, something to all this. And I just happened to be driving down in the middle of Humble, which, by the way, Humble is my hometown. And there is a pharmacy there in Humble. I hope I can say this on air. Thrifty Pharmacy. I can accredit Mr. Apple, who is the pharmacist there, who is also a nutritionist. This man saved my life. I literally give this man the credit because he checked my cholesterol there at the pharmacy and did a complete lipid profile workup right there in the pharmacy. Made me go home fast 14 hours. He did a lipid profile on me, and we discovered that I was right on the verge of another heart attack. My HDLs were real low, my LDLs real high, triglycerides were soaring like an eagle. I mean, I was in danger. I mean, I was in the red zone big time. And Mr. Apple prescribed NiceSafe 600, which is a buffered niacin. I understand if you take pure niacin, it'll flush you out big time.
That sure can.
Feel like you've eaten a ton of jalapeno peppers. But the buffered niacin, heavy doses of that, along with all the B vitamins. And that raised my HDLs, lowered my LDLs, and lowered my triglycerides, and he got me into a safe zone. He said, now that you're out of the danger zone, I'm now going to send you over to Dr. Trowbridge, who is an alternative drugs doctor. I said, what? You mean there's an alternative out here? I didn't know that there was somebody like yourself around.
Mm-hmm.
So off I go.
Eugene, we're going to come back with you in just a second now, but it's about 20 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME with the best medical updates ever. And you're sharing a fascinating story, so hold that thought. Today, we're going to pause briefly for a public service announcement. That's our endorsement of health food stores. Health food stores are right around the corner, literally, and they share wonderful products, especially health foods. They also have personal hygiene and comfort items, as well as nutritional supplements. What's also nice is they serve as a wonderful resource in terms of sharing you a variety of books to help get you smarter on what you need to know about choices in your life. They have appliances, juicers, yogurt makers, things like this that can make your life easier. And one of the best resources is often the people. Now, we're not talking about youngins who are just helping to stock the shelves and so on, but people who have been there for years and know what might be helpful for you to consider, what issues you need to know more about, what doctors might help with your problems. So our tribute today is to the health food stores. Locally, they're there to help you. Now, let's get back, Eugene. You were talking about now you found out something else might help you besides the Indian potions and the nutritional supplements.
Well, of course, I never thought I'd be going to an Indian medicine man to get my health taken care of, but I did realize that there, what Mr. Busby did for me, it helped quite a bit. And I wanted a more of a scientific approach with my health care. And when I found the Thrifty Pharmacy had a more of a scientific approach to checking cholesterol, that got my attention. And once my attention had been redirected toward the alternative route, I found Dr. T. or Dr. Trowbridge, with a more of a scientific approach. Going to an Indian medicine man, it's kind of a hit-and-miss type thing. You don't know where you are in your blood.
Or in other things that might matter.
That matter in your bloodstream. And what impressed me was the fact that when I first walked in his office, this was the first doctor that I really found that actually sat down and talked to you and visited with you and communicated with you. He gave me a ton of paperwork to fill out. It took me a whole week to fill out all the paperwork.
You know, we tell people it takes several hours because we're starting from where you've already gone, where you've already been, and now you're here. So you might as well share with us exactly how you got here because we don't want to find out later on we should have known something else.
Right. Well, there again, this gets into the area of if you're going to do something different, let's go all the way.
Exactly.
So... once he learned who I was, metabolically, that really struck a scientific nerve with me because,
sure.
It's like, since I've been doing all this, I've heard a lot of, talk from other doctors that, they think a lot of his blood tests are unnecessary. Well, it's kind of like looking up a street map or a name of a street. You reach over in a key map, you got 3,000 street names there. My goodness, you only need the name of one street.
That's right.
Well, you know, if you want to find out what's wrong with your blood, you got to do all these blood tests to determine where you are.
Exactly.
Everybody's different.
What's your starting point? Because it's customized, personalized medicine. It's not just a treatment.
I want to bring this up. This is a very important point that I have really got to stress. After my heart attack, I had chest pains for a year and a half.
Now, this is during the time that you were doing the high blood pressure episodes
exactly.
In the emergency room. Okay.
Yeah, this is the six-week repetitive episodes of in the emergency room, middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, going back there with blood pressure 220 over 140 plus.
Was your chest pain worse at that time each time
My
you went to
pain,
the emergency room?
I had chest pains, a lot of chest pain for a full year and a half.
You're talking every day?
Every day.
Stuff that you didn't go to the emergency room for?
No. I mean, I had chest pains every day, all day. Go to sleep with them at night, wake up with them in the morning.
And none of the medications helped.
And every time I went to a doctor, I said, look, doctor, I've got chest pain. What can you do for me? And here's what was said. I mean, this was in concert with each other, and a lot of these cardiologists didn't know each other. And they would say it from the same school of thought. Mr. Weisenbecker, you've had a heart attack. You have an enlarged heart. You have heart damage. You have stents. You're going to have chest pains for the rest of your life.
What's that, learn to live with it?
Yeah, learn to live with it.
Okay. I'd rather learn to live without it. I already know how to learn to live with it, right?
And I will say this. When Dr. Trowbridge put me on chelation therapy, what really got my attention, other than the fact that he's doing all these blood tests to roadmap my health, is the fact that in the middle of the third treatment that I've got with chelation, my chest pains left. I mean, just like a thief in the night, it just cut out of there.
That was almost exactly 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. April of 2000.
I mean, I'm sitting there in a chair visiting with some of his other patients. Then all of a sudden, a pain that I had learned to live with for a year and a half disappeared.
Right then.
Just gone. Immediate. I couldn't believe it. And I walked out of there at the end of the third visit almost a new man. And since that time, I've done nothing but get stronger and stronger and stronger.
No more chest pains.
No more chest pains.
At all.
At all.
Isn't that awesome?
It's awesome.
You know, I had a patient call. This was way back 20 years ago when I was first starting to do this, and it was an urgent need to talk to me. So I come out of seeing a patient and said, what's going on? And he says, well, I had my second treatment a couple of days ago. And I go, right. And he says, what are you putting in that bottle? And I said, well, we've given you the list of ingredients. He says, no, you must be putting something else in there because I haven't had any chest pains, and you've got to be putting something in to control my chest pains. And I said, what we're putting in is what your body wants to get better so that it won't have chest pains.
Right.
So it's the same situation for you.
Right. Well, I can say it like this about chelation. I'm not a doctor. I own a business. I'm a florist by trade.
Great business.
Wonderful business.
We love it.
I make people happy every day.
That's right.
And then they make me happy. It's a wonderful business to be in, so therefore, my stress level is not as high as it once was when I was in the floor covering business.
Right.
One of the most stress-filled businesses there is floor covering.
Right.
And I got out of that business about 30 years ago, so therefore, I've had a relatively stress-free type of business to be in. And for me to have a heart attack in a stress-free business...
That doesn't make sense.
Don't make sense at all.
Right.
What's going on here?
It's not just the stress. It's changes inside your body.
Lifestyle change. I was eating hamburgers, fries, Cokes, candy bars, cookies, you name it. Hey, I was the cookie monster.
Isn't that the standard American diet?
Yeah.
We abbreviate that SAD, Standard American Diet.
Right. Diet based on taste, not nutrition.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Exactly.
Now, you know, all I can say is the chelation therapy that I'm doing now, under you, Dr. Trowbridge, it's almost like a while ago you touched on the fact that your body, God made our bodies to heal itself.
Right.
I want to say something about that. Because let me say this, as a patient of yours, and as the fact that I have a heart that's damaged, I don't think anything's going to be able to fix the damage that I got in my chest.
Correct.
Bear in mind, I don't think anything can fix that. But the pain's gone, but the weakness, there is a weakness there. But I have noticed that the longer that I do the chelation, and as long as I do the chelation, it feels like. Now, here's what it feels like from a patient's, not a scientific analysis, but this is what it feels like from a patient. The chelation feels like it has put my heart in suspended animation, and it feels like my heart is healing itself. And the more I do this, the stronger I get.
Actually, that's really what's happening. Those aren't the phrases we'd use in scientific medicine, but you are allowing yourself to heal, which is the wonderful part about this experience.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just use the term chelation. People have sometimes heard about this treatment program. That is the use of a drug that we put into either the vein or into the muscle or into your mouth, depending on which we need to use, in order to grab hold of the toxic metals that are floating around inside your body. When we talk about healing, the first step is to find what's blocking you from getting better and remove it. And those toxic metals that we've gained throughout living our lives, the lead, the aluminum, the cadmium, arsenic, and so on, are removed by chelation so that we can get them out of the way and you can actually go on healing. And we now are creating even more intensive changes in a specialty called clinical metal toxicology, where we're actually taking out these metals with specifically greater intention than we ever did with the chelation program. Eugene will be back with you in just a minute. It's now about 30 minutes past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Sometimes, especially when our attention is focused on our health problems, we forget that laughter is the best medicine. Our joke for today: a middle-aged woman had a heart attack and was taken to the hospital. While on the operating table, she had a near-death experience, and seeing God, she asked, "Is my time up?" God answered, "No, you have another 40 years, 2 months, and 8 days to live." Upon recovery, the woman decided to stay in the hospital and have a facelift, liposuction, and a tummy tuck. She even had someone come in and change her hair color. Since she had so much more time to live, she figured she might as well make the most of it. After her last operation, she was released from the hospital, and while crossing the street on her way home, she was hit by a car and died immediately. Arriving in front of God, she demanded, "I thought you said I had another 40 years. Why didn't you pull me from out of the path of that car?" God replied, "I didn't recognize you." Now, we have to realize that laughter also helps to stimulate the immune system. Research at the Department of Clinical Immunology at Loma Linda University School of Medicine has demonstrated that the experience of laughter lowers the level of certain stress hormones and stimulates the immune system by increasing the number of activated T cells and activated T helper cells. Those are important in your defenses. In addition, mirthful laughter enhances the activity of natural killer cells that play a crucial role in preventing disease. I'd like to remind you on how much this show depends on you to share your questions and ideas with me. What topics do you want to learn more about? What diseases, what treatments, what nutritional supplements, what tests? Over the past 24 years, I've developed and improved integrative treatment programs to help many people suffering with frustrating illnesses, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, migraines and other headaches, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, hypoglycemia, diabetes, heart disease, even after surgery, such as with Eugene, and especially congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, poor circulation and leg pains, decreased memory, ulcerative colitis and other gut problems, frustrating skin conditions, disabling neck and back pains, sports injuries and arthritis, and so on. What disease problems would you like to know more about? What books do you want me to review? What authors do you want me to interview? Many of the leading authors and newsletter editors in preventive medicine have been personal friends of mine for years. What questions do you want me to have them answer? I'll be presenting common problems that are seen in doctors' offices, the very reasons you make office visits, and giving you practical hints on how you can better take care of yourself for best results. What problems do you want to learn more about? In my 25 years of practice, I've become acutely aware that very few people know that simple, effective, and cost-conscious solutions are available to help with their problems. And few people realize that several of the problems for which they are seeing different specialists are often related to the same cause. For example, magnesium deficiency can show as anxiety, insomnia or restless sleep, arthritis pains, constipation, higher blood pressure, such as Eugene is talking about, even worsening heart problems, such as he suffered, even poor memory. Correcting what is causing one problem might well give you improvements for several of the problems that frustrate and concern you. And that's what this show is all about. And that's what we're all about at Life Celebrating Health and Humble. Feel free to ask for a consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation, just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIXPAIN. And you're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. And remember, we also depend on you to invite your family and friends to tune in and join us here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7. Now, Eugene, we talked about getting better, and we talked about the fact that you had a sudden improvement in your heart pains. Has that really persuaded you that doing something different could make a difference for the rest of your life?
Absolutely. When I was having the chest pains, I was having a severe amount of weakness as well. I was having a lot of confusion.
Mental confusion.
Mental confusion. The doctors were giving me all these prescribed medications.
Sure. You know, those have those kinds of side effects. That's very common.
And they were just, they were changing my personality. I mean, I would find myself at times, semi coming down off those drugs, finding myself getting not mad, but just extremely angry for no reason. So the next thing you know, they're prescribing Paxil. Paxil, of all things.
Well, you had a Paxil deficiency, didn't you?
Wait a minute.
Well, that's certainly what they thought.
Well,
you have to remember that every drug that's prescribed is because you have some deficiency or some condition that requires that drug, or you have some nutritional deficiency or other problem that's been missed and isn't being treated.
I don't need a drug to take to be happy, because I accepted my Lord Jesus Christ
right
when I was 10 years of age.
Right.
And I've been happy my entire life.
That makes a difference,
and
doesn't it?
And you better know it.
Right.
And, you know, I cannot get off this air without saying the fact that I feel like the Lord has guided me toward you, Dr. Trowbridge, whether you realize it or not. But I want to say this as one of your patients. I don't think I've ever told you this before until right now. But God led me to you. He really did. The way that I had my heart attack, the way I went through the mainstream medicine, the way I found the pharmacy, Mr. Apple being a very devout Christian himself,
right,
a man of God, and the fact that he led me over to you, and the fact the way my health, after I started doing the alternative medicine with you, the way I have been able to recover, regain my strength, you give me my life back. I'm playing my saxophone back in the church orchestra there at Forest Cove. I not only am I playing my saxophone at church, but I'm now playing my saxophone at weddings, benefits.
Restaurants.
Restaurants.
That's right.
I played my horn Friday morning at the Silverado Nursing Home for the elderly.
Oh, excellent.
Had a wonderful time with those people. Some of those people haven't got up and danced in years. I was doing some big band. I was doing some a little Motown and some Beach Boys, and now those folks were just enjoying themselves tremendously.
Right.
And you know, the Lord gave me that gift.
Right.
And as long as and I'm going to continue to use that gift for the Lord. And I just have a feeling that it's not a feeling; it's a fact. Because I want to say this to you also, Dr. Trowbridge. I'd like to share this with the listening audience. When I was in that hospital room at John Seeley, I was flat on my back for 5 days, not knowing whether or not I was going to come out of there or not. And until you've had one of these heart attacks, you don't know what I'm talking about. You have to experience one of these suckers for yourself.
Right.
You don't want one of them. But I'm going to tell you something. When I was there, I'm laying on my back not knowing whether or not I'm going to come out of there. I know this is going to sound flaky to a lot of people, but I don't care. Because I know I've had a personal relationship with my Lord. I was laying there and I was praying, Lord, I want to live. I want to come out of here. I want to be alive. I want to be able to do things and complete my living process. And an angel came to me and said, "You'll be all right. Don't worry. You'll be fine." And it was a flash and he was gone. And for a year and a half, the Lord tested me. But he led me to you, and I'm thanking God every day that you're here giving us the kind of medicine that we need to really reestablish our life. And bear in mind this also, for the year and a half that I was going through all these emergency room visits in the middle of the night, I wasn't working. I was at home sitting on the sofa watching the boring soaps.
Okay.
If that's any kind of a life at all, Lord help us all.
Well, you know, the Lord does help us all, and the comment that I'd like to offer to you about that is that when people come in desperate illness, one of the questions that I often ask is, so if you get to feeling better, what are you going to do? And they go, what do you mean? And I say, well, what would you like to get back to doing? What excites you? And what I'm looking for is that people actually see their lives are built of the contributions that they make to others, that their lives are built on the giving and the sharing that they offer to others, not on getting healthy enough to watch TV again.
Right.
that just doesn't do it. And what you had was an interesting experience, because a lot of times we find that people who do look for alternatives, who are saying, I'm not just going to stay sick like this, help me, Lord, find a way, mm-hmm. are actually open, much more open to finding something different, and then they actually get different results. Mm-hmm. They don't keep staying sick. So those insights that you've had and those experiences really contribute to who you are.
Well, that's true, Doctor. I would like to say this. The wonderful doctors that got me out of the jam, they also told me that I was going to need a lifestyle change. part of that lifestyle change was the eating, my eating habits.
Right.
You can't just do the chelation and expect the chelation to be just it. You got to do the whole program. You got to eat right. You got to walk right. You got to talk right. You got to think right.
You got to live right.
You got to live right. And, you know, it's everything. I mean, you got to reexamine your entire lifestyle if you want to live right past 50.
Exactly.
I was 48 years old and almost lost my life. That got my attention.
It sure did.
Undivided attention.
You know, Eugene, we call that the spider web theory of medicine. If you pull on one part of the web, the whole web jiggles. And
right.
So you have to straighten out all the parts. We'll be back in just a minute. But we sometimes forget that spiritual centering is an important part of healing, getting better and staying healthier. Today's verse is from Proverbs 22:6. Teach your children to choose the right path, and when they are older, they will remain upon it. And I think Eugene's story shows us very well that his initial religious experiences were the ones that kept him open-minded enough to go somewhere else for care. It's now about 41 minutes past the hour here on KBME, Star 790. And Eugene, I wanted to ask you, when you talk about having these treatments and that feeling better, how much do they take out of your life? How much time do you have to devote to coming in for treatments? What are you doing at home? Explain that to us a little bit.
A whole lot of the treatment, after 3.5 years, let me just take it back to the beginning when I first started the treatments. I was in dire straits, doctor, as you very well know, when I first came in to see you. In fact, you almost put me in a hospital, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I was...
You know, it's not fair to scare your doctor.
I mean, I was in dire straits, and I was in a bad way. And you put me on a 3-hour treatment once a week.
Right.
And I did that for about 6 months. Of course, in that process, my chest pains left. I began to get stronger. And it seemed like I did that for about a year. It was a year once a week. After about a year and 3 months, I went to every other week.
As you were getting better.
As I got better.
Now, when did you go back to work in there?
Okay, let's see. It took me about, seemed like it was about 5 months. Within 2 years after the initial heart attack, a year and a half, let's see, about 5 months.
Year and a half going downhill and 5 months going uphill.
Exactly. It took me 5 months to kind of get back up on mainstream.
Uh-huh.
And then I started working like 3 days a week, half days, those times.
How'd you feel?
A lot stronger, but I was still, I mean, it's kind of like if you break your leg, you know, you get out of the cast.
You still need some recovery time.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
You know, it was touch and go. And like I say, that heart attack was like a bolt of electricity going through my body, and it damaged my heart. And I've just had to have time to mend.
Now, you had mentioned the electricity shooting through your body and draining out through your feet, these three episodes that you had, like, almost flatlining. Did those scare you like you were having another heart attack? Did you have that fear at the time?
Well, they weren't heart attacks. They were just, it was like my life was leaving me.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just, it was different from a heart attack. A heart attack was kind of when I had the attack, it just felt like somebody reached up at my chest cavity and was squeezing my heart off. These episodes I had, it was just like a jolt just going through my body. I mean, you know, and then all of a sudden it just, there was no life in me.
Yeah, you don't need to be familiar with symptoms like this.
No.
These are things you can pass on.
I want to leave that alone.
Exactly. And now you're working?
I'm working full time. I'm doing the things that I love to do, which is... enjoy my wife every day at work, and I enjoy my grandchildren. I have 9 grandchildren. I play my saxophone at church. I do my weddings. I do my parties, and you know, I'm enjoying life.
Which is what it's all about.
That's right. You know, I'm full of life. I've always been full of life. When I was in school, I was in every activity. I played football, basketball, track. I was in drama, choir, band.
You were looking forward to a long and healthy, active life.
Right. I want to be active. I was president of the Young Americans for Freedom in high school. Out here in everyday life, I belonged to the Chamber of Commerce. I was the president of my Rotary Club, matter of fact, the Charter Club of the East Montgomery County Rotary. I'm civically involved.
You're back to doing those things.
I'm just back doing just about every one of them.
I love it.
I'm just thrilled to death to know that you're here.
That's excellent.
Don't go anywhere.
I won't go anywhere. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's now about 46 minutes past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. For your better health, I'd like to share with you this special announcement about the Institute for Health Freedom in Washington, D.C. Actually, I was one of the founding directors of this institute in 1996, and we spent quite a bit of time laying the groundwork for a wonderful set of activities now conducted by the Institute. They hold seminars, they publish books, and send out a wonderful newsletter if you're interested. What's really worrisome is this whole issue of medical privacy. Many of you have probably seen the forms that you have to sign now at doctors' offices, thinking that you're actually helping to guarantee your medical privacy. Well, the answer is you're not. One of the activities that we did at the Institute that I think has been so profoundly interesting and has really gotten the attention of policymakers is a book that was published by our president. It's called Medicare's Midlife Crisis, an absolutely wonderful, wonderful book by Sue Blevins at the Institute for Health Freedom. I would encourage you to get more information on the Institute. It's www.forhealthfreedom.org, and their telephone number is 202-429-6610. That's the Institute for Health Freedom. You can actually learn what you can do to help ensure your better health freedom. Eugene, let's talk just a bit more. You've been there in our treatment rooms. You've talked with other people. Is your story rare?
No. My story is almost identical to just about everybody I've met in your office.
Well, except for the ones who didn't have the severe heart attacks
near-death
experiences repeatedly.
I've heard other patients talk about their weakness with their heart, not having any energy to do anything. And I've heard several people talk about how the chelation has regenerated their life. And I'm not the first one that has said this, and I most likely won't be the last. Whenever you have a heart attack, it's going to drain. It drains the life out of you, and you just don't have any idea what it does to you until it happens to you. And I tell you what it did to me. I'm a 54-year-old man right now, and I hadn't broke down in tears since I was a small boy. I hadn't cried since I was probably 11 years old, the last time my daddy took me out behind the woodshed and gave me a real good wearing out.
A reason to cry.
A reason. He gave me a reason. And but when I realized that my life was fixed to be over, I broke down and cried three different times, once in the hospital and twice at home. And
wow.
As we came up here today, I brought a brother of mine with me. His name's Clarence Weisenbaker. And he's here. And I want him to know that I appreciate him being there for me whenever I needed him spiritually. He gave me a lot of support. He called me on the phone one day and he said, "Eugene, how are you?" And all I could do was just break down and go to crying because, you know, I just didn't know whether or not I was going to make it or not.
Right.
And my brother stopped what he was doing and came right up here to see me. And that meant a whole lot to me.
It means the world to you to have family who know that you're important and want to show you that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what you do for other people. I really do appreciate your sharing your experiences with us today and, you know, taking the time to open yourself up to other people to let them hear what we have to talk about. So thanks very much for coming and joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Let's take a take-home message from talking with Eugene today. What we're really talking about, now he used the term chelation therapy, and we use the term clinical metal toxicology. In other words, finding out what's really poisoning you on the inside And how do we take care of that? What do we do to get you better? Indeed, there are treatment programs to get you better. And so the message today is that people suffer and actually die from devastating disease. Heart disease is the number one killer. When you add that together with strokes, which is about 16% of the cause of death in our country, 2 out of 3 people are dying from heart and blood vessel disease. And the question is, are they dying early or are they dying needlessly? Because the treatment program for toxic metal removal is available. It works. It's safe. It's effective. It's cost conscious. You know, people say, well, how much does it cost to get better? Well, I'll tell you what, it costs about $4,000 or $5,000 a month to be in a nursing home. Anything that you spend in that neighborhood starts to get really cheap because each month goes to the next month goes to the next in a nursing home. So the message that we're talking about today is one of hope for a healthier future, and indeed it is possible for most of the people who want treatment. Now, today's program of Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge has been brought to you not by the number 7 and not by the letter M, but instead by the book, Dr. Atkins' Health Revolution. Now, last program we told you that we were going to let you know the name of the book that has to be on your bookshelf, and it's a really simple, easy book to read. It's a paperback. It's very affordable, $7. And it's available through your health food store, your bookstore, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and so on. And what I'd like to share with you, Bob Atkins was a good friend of mine before he died this last winter in a very tragic accident. He slipped and fell on the ice in New York City as he was turning into his office building. Bob was a friend for many years, and this book was an interesting one, Dr. Atkins' Health Revolution, because he told me, after he had finished it, that he usually wrote a book in about 18 months at the most. And this one took him over 3 years to complete, because it was such a fundamental statement on what, as he calls it, complementary medicine is all about. We can call it integrative or alternative medicine, holistic medicine. He called it complementary medicine, and I'll read to you why. This is from page 72 of his book. But why not tie this vast body of scientific information to one tradition that has worked through the centuries when the other has not? Why not combine it with the principles of empirical medicine, the discipline whose success derived from the fact that it is based on results? With complementary medicine, you get to utilize our scientific breakthroughs and to work with the healing power of nature, so long observed through the centuries. The doctor can know his patient as one with many component parts and a single unifying vital energy. We can see him as a person in a specific disease category and as a unique individual. The time for complementary medicine is now. It could not have worked much sooner than this. This is the first point in time when both its subsystems have come of age. The funds of rational and of empirical knowledge have become so vast that the only logical step is the wedding of the two. It is beginning to take place anyway. The empirical nutritional use of marine lipids, those are fatty acids found in fish oils, is being studied and accepted in orthodox peer-reviewed journals. Immunology, a health-enhancing approach, is gradually supplanting the toxic, opposition-oriented chemotherapy in cancer management. Acupuncture is being studied scientifically and showing results in comparative studies. And quite recently, the prestigious journal Lancet published and controlled studies proving the benefit of homeopathy. All that is needed is the will to make it happen on a grand scale. I fervently hope that this book will make some contribution to that end. And the most important realization to have right here is this was published in 1990 by Dr. Atkins. And when he did so, he was sharing with us his perspectives from a long career of practicing, learning, and teaching. Bob shared with me several of these chapters as he was completing them, and it was very exciting to me. I almost felt like I gave birth to the book, although I certainly didn't. He did, however, so very well explain how we get people better. And the reason I say this book has to be on your bookshelf is because you're going to encounter as problems in your life or in the lives of your family and friends the kinds of problems that he discusses and explains how a complementary or integrative approach can make it better. For example, he, on page 224, talks about chelation therapy removing heavy metals, as I've talked about clinical metal toxicology. He says, but we should not ignore the original purpose for which chelation was used, and that is the removal of heavy metals, because heavy metals themselves can play a role in causing heart disease. Blood vessels are not to be thought of as inert conduits or channels for the blood. Rather, they are just as biologically active as the liver or kidneys or any other vital organ. They depend on enzymatic activity, which can be destroyed by heavy metals because the heavy metals substitute for the catalyst metals that are a part of enzymatic activity. When this happens, the arteries are no longer viable. This mechanism may explain the effectiveness of EDTA, the chelation medication, which by removing the toxic metals could then allow a return of enzymatic viability within the narrowed blood vessels. And I would like to share with you that these perspectives were written almost 15 years ago, and since that time there has been an explosion of knowledge about how things work and how we can actually understand clinical metal toxicology that explains why people like Eugene have had such stunning success in getting better. So, Dr. Atkins' Health Revolution, please get that book, start reading it. We will revisit that with other thoughts that Dr. Atkins shared with us in the future. Next time, we'll share some other special features with you. We'll discuss the most critical mineral for overall health. It used to be 15 times more prevalent in our diet, in our primitive diet, and it's critical for heart disease, high blood pressure, and arthritis. So stay tuned. We'll also discuss a real pain in the neck and what you can do about it, and how do you spell relief. We've got some better and safer ideas. Well, our production engineer today is Mark Fisher, our production assistant, Catherine Hill, and once again, we draw to a close a wonderful opportunity to talk with you in Feeling Better Naturally. Thanks for joining me today to learn more practical pointers that can help you to regain and maintain better health. And thank you, Eugene, for sharing with us your story. Audio tape and CD copies of this show are available for your personal reference and to share with family and friends. Simply call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for details. I invite your feedback. What do you want to hear more about? What questions do you want answered? Who would you like for me to interview? Be wild about your imagination. Come up with authors and experts that you'd like to hear their opinions. Please share your ideas by email. Our address is info@healthchoicesnow.com. By fax, 281-540-4329. By mail, call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for the address, or feel free to call to talk with one of our treatment assistants and let us know what you might want to hear or what information we might send to you. Receive our free e-newsletter simply by sharing your email address with us, and enjoy the free downloads available on our website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. That's one word, healthchoicesnow.com. Join us for our 25th anniversary party, a silver anniversary celebration at Life Celebrating Health on Thursday, November 20th, from 4 till 6 p.m. We're next to the Northeast Medical Center Hospital near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for directions or a map. We'd love to show you where better health happens. Remember, if your money, your time, your effort, your comfort, or even your life is at stake, get the very best answers and the very best treatment you can find. Rely on experts who can make sense out of your problems, who have the experience to produce results for you. When life is your choice, failure is not an option. Our message is one of hope for a healthier future, and we aim to produce those results for you. Invite your family and friends to join me next week, Saturday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Exclusively on Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Have a great day and a wonderful week.